From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering the withdrawal of most Russian forces from Syria.
При участии российских военных.
Speaking late Monday, the Russian leader said, with Russia's help, government forces in Damascus have witnessed a dramatic turnaround in the fight against what he calls international terrorism. Damascus says it agreed with the move, saying it was coordinated action. Syrian opposition spokesman Salim El-Mislat was cautious in his reaction.
This, of course, will affect the other side, will affect the regime. We see this on the ground, that Russians are not in Syria anymore. We want, you know, Russian people to be friends in Syria, but not really partners in killing the Syrians. It will be important if this decision is taken. It will be more important if Putin decide to really stand beside the Syrian people, not beside the dictator.
A reference to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, Syria's proximity peace talks got underway Monday in Geneva. Soldiers are patrolling the empty beaches of the resort town of Grand Bassam in Ivory Coast Monday, a day after armed men launched an attack that killed 18 people, including 15 civilians and 3 soldiers. Foreign nationals, including 4 French citizens and a German woman, were among the dead. All 3 gunmen were killed.
Je vous demande donc à toutes et à tous.
Speaking on national television late Monday, Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara urged his countrymen not to cede to fear, but rather go on with their activities because security forces control the situation. He also declared 3 days of national mourning. This is VOA News.